For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue Friday morning. Gosh, I've whipped through these broadcasts. I have my notes in front of me. I've taught this on several occasions, and so it's real weird for me that I'll click record, I do my own edits, and all of a sudden for me now I'm up to, you know, Friday the 22nd. It's like, wow. All right. That's why Jesus said, teach us to number our days, that we can present to thee a heart of wisdom. David said that, didn't he? Well, we're talking about remembering the power of it. Remembering the right things, not just the bummers. We open Joshua 4:7. These stones shall be for a memorial. There is our word, memory, a remembrance to the children of Israel forever. Make sure you're documenting the goodness of God. 1 Samuel 17, David says, Saul, I took down a lion and a bear. He was remembering. God gave me the ability. This uncircumcised Philistine will mean nothing to me. God will equip me to do that as well. Remembering. 2 Timothy 1:5, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you. Verse 6, therefore, Timothy, I now remind you, Paul said, the power of remembering. But you got to remember the right things. We've been talking out of Numbers 11. The children of Israel, they remembered the leeks and the garlics and the onions, but they quickly forgot the cruel taskmasters, the bondage. You see what I'm saying? The power is in remembering the good, not just the bummers. Keep the good right before you, the goodness of God. Matthew 15. I always laugh at this because I've seen me do stuff like this. Jesus feeds the 4,000. Next chapter, very next chapter, they're all in a boat. Jesus is warning them about the leaven of the Pharisees, and the disciples say, he must need bread, so we forgot to bring the leaven. No, guys. If he needed physical bread, he could have multiplied it again. It was spiritual, and they weren't opened yet to the spiritual part of it. Perhaps their hearts had gotten hardened quickly. I don't know. But you won't see things spiritually if you have a hard heart. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Keep your heart soft, my friend, by remembering the goodness of God. Keep a thankful heart. Come on, I said some of these yesterday. Remember the miracle. Remember the breakthrough. Remember when you saw an angel outside your window. I'm not kidding. Remember when the word of God just lifted off the page at you and you cried till you couldn't cry anymore and you said, yes, God, that was for me. Remember when you heard a broadcast and you knew, oh my gosh, this is for me. Thank you, Lord. I just so happened to be in my car at the time. Sovereignty of God, my friend. Remember when you got born again. Remember when that friend knocked on your door and handed you the bread or the pie. Come on. They remembered all through the Bible. That's why we have the feasts, remembering what God has done. Passover, put blood over the doorpost to remember the deliverance. Booths, they lived in tents. Some relive this feast today to remember what it was like to live in a tent going through that desert. Communion, do this in remembrance of me. Sabbath, remember the Sabbath to keep it whole. I could go on and on. The power of remembering. Remember the goodness of God, not just a bummer. Hope you've loved this. It challenges me as well. Hey, go to the website, register for the Christmas luncheon, December 13th. Become a partner during the month of November. We'd be honored. And I'll see you also in January for a word for 2014, January 17th. Number 4, Gallery Boulevard at the Sheridan. God bless you. Have a great weekend. By His grace, we'll be back on Monday. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.